Track 19. Public transport, travelling by bus, ferry and on-demand public transport. Buses. Public transport, including the bus network, is instrumental in enabling economic growth. It enables people to get to work, school, shopping, health appointments, and everything else that is vital. Without it, a great swathe of our population could not travel as they do now, leaving them isolated or dependent on cars. Our region's reliance on buses is demonstrated by the 162.4 million bus passenger journeys in 2018-19, making buses our region's most used form of public transport. Only 68% of Northeast households own a car, compared to 74% nationally. 2019-20 saw bus operators' investment delivering results, with a notable increase in passenger numbers in some parts of our region, in contrast to a long-term decline over previous years and the national picture. This investment has seen new vehicles that feature emissions controls, passenger real-time information announcements, Wi-Fi and charging sockets, and new depot facilities to ensure effective up-to-date maintenance. As a result, the October 2019 Transport Focus Survey showed overall bus passenger satisfaction in our region remaining high at 91%. Bus journeys by purpose. Work, 30%, shopping, 27%, leisure, 13%, visiting friends and relatives, 11%, education, 9%, other, 6%, appointment, 5%. 89% of bus services are commercially operated. The remainder is subsidised by the local transport authorities. These subsidised services cater for passenger demand that is enough to demonstrate a need, but not sufficient to sustain a commercial bus service, so extra public sector financial support is required. The bus network varies across our region. In large towns and cities, it's much sparser at night time and on Sundays than during the daytime, while many smaller towns have fewer buses and our smallest rural villages perhaps only one per week, or sometimes none at all. Customer facilities range widely from high-quality city centre interchange to bus stops with only a flag and, perhaps, a timetable display. Coaches are part of our tourist offer and have a role in school transport in Northumberland and Durham, together with educational facilities. Our region's bus and coach sector employs around 8,000 people, which makes a further vital contribution to our economy. We want to upgrade and improve our park and ride offer, and increase the use of existing facilities in our region to encourage more people to continue their journeys by bus. This is fully explained in the roads section. Our starting point. The COVID-19 national lockdown's immediate impact was a dramatic fall in patronage on all public transport, with corresponding service reductions. Coordination between our local bus operators and our two combined authorities has been constructive throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, with agreement about what services are most needed, different bus companies accepting each other's tickets, and joint contributions to a face covering awareness week. We are working to build on this close cooperation to help improve our local bus network further. The network is returning to pre-COVID levels, although we need to remember that passenger numbers could remain low, both because of concerns about COVID-19 and lifestyle changes with less travel. In July, 35% of participants in a Transport Insight panel said they were shopping online instead of travelling to the shops, and over half said they were working from home more. Over a third of participants intended to use public transport, not just buses, less when things return to normal. If this trend continues, it will have a major impact on bus usage, given that the table earlier shows that 27% of bus travel is for shopping. There's also a positive point to emerge. Consistently from April to July, around 75% of participants said bus operators had responded well to the pandemic, which hopefully bodes well for the future. As regards the transport decarbonisation agenda, the region's bus operators continue to equip their fleet with better technology and accompanying maintenance regimes to reduce emissions. Whilst welcome progress has occurred, only around 32% of the commercial bus fleet in our region will have the latest Euro 6 standard engines by the end of 2020. Where we want to be. We know how important buses are to our transport network, and therefore to so many people. We also know there are parts of our region with little or no access to a bus, and the survey quoted above, if applied to our region, suggests too many of our region's population don't see buses as an attractive form of travel. Tackling these issues needs partnership between all the authorities in our region, our bus operators, and central government. Our immediate task is to secure the survival of our region's bus network in at least its present form. To do this, very significant levels of ongoing funding from central government are needed in the short term for the bus network, so it does not stop playing its vital role in the life of our region of firstly serving anyone who relies on buses to get around, and secondly, driving car users away from their vehicles. As well as this, we must also help buses travel faster and more reliably around our region. This will mean dealing with the mainly traffic pinch points in towns and cities across our region, including lack of capacity for buses at river crossings that particularly affect buses and make journey times longer and more uncertain, which deters passengers and increases bus operator costs. But tackling these piecemeal, although important, is not the full answer. Major investment is needed in long-term solutions, including rapid new bus corridors offering faster, more reliable journeys through bus priority schemes such as bus lanes, together with lower fares, greener vehicles and better frequencies. These step changes will help overcome the less than excellent image that bus services have in the minds of many in our region. We must also address the sparsity of transport in our rural and other isolated areas, where different solutions are needed, such as demand-responsive transport. When improvements such as bus priority on the road network, integrated ticketing, better information, incentives to change travel choices, and greener vehicles are all combined, people won't see buses as slow, expensive, and inconvenient. Instead, buses will play an even greater part in enabling economic growth, achieving better and more equal outcomes for communities, and contributing to healthy and vibrant places to live and work in our region. As well as these measures, we'll encourage all the councils in our area to take active steps to make bus travel more appealing than using a car. Policy statement. We will initiate actions to make travel in the Northeast net carbon zero and improve transport safety and security. We will improve bus travel and attract more passengers with new rapid bus corridors. This will include changing how road space is used to help buses move more quickly. We will work with our partners to make travelling and moving goods around our region more efficient and greener. The Shields Ferry. The Shields Ferry links North and South Tyneside for pedestrians and cyclists in a way that nothing else can. Taking just 7 minutes to cross the Tyne, it carried 374,529 passengers in 2019. Background. Operated by Nexus, the ferry runs up to every 30 minutes during the day and serves as an important connection for work, leisure and tourism. There are two vessels, one in use and one kept as a spare. Satisfaction with the ferry service is particularly high, with overall satisfaction rated a score of 9.4 out of 10. And value for money rated 9.5 out of 10. Our starting point. Like all other forms of public transport, the ferry experienced an immediate fall in patronage as a result of the COVID-19 lockdown. The service was severely curtailed, but is now getting back to the pre-COVID timetable. However, although usage has been rising, by September 2020 it was still only around 53% of the pre-COVID level, and is likely to remain so into 2021. Where we want to be. If the ferry is going to continue to be an important part of the region's sustainable transport network, it's vital that passenger numbers are increased and the ferry made more sustainable through a reduction in its emissions with new, greener vessels. We will support Nexus in delivering their Ferry Strategy Action Plan, published in 2019. Policy statement. We will take action to continue to support the ferry and develop potential improvements where possible. On-demand public transport. Promoting existing public transport alone will not encourage car users away from their vehicles. Getting to and from a station or bus stop and the accompanying information to support that choice is a vital part of the journey. Otherwise, the only option is to rely on a car. Background. Integrated public transport on demand feeds into the wider public transport network at hub points, major bus stops and stations, metro and rail stations, and interchanges. Available options may depend on location. For instance, anyone living in or wanting to visit isolated, particularly rural areas of our region may find that distance and lack of alternatives makes them reliant on a car. By 2035, we want to provide more demand-responsive transport options for people, leaving no one and nowhere behind when it comes to transport provision. We also want to replicate successful examples elsewhere of on-demand transport as an alternative to secured bus services, which would offer a more flexible service for isolated communities while allowing us to reallocate funds to other public transport in our region. Our starting point. Taxis have the potential to play a big role in any on-demand solution, but need to be more joined up with the rest of the transport network in terms of journey planning, booking and payment. We have nearly 9,000 licensed Hackney carriages and PHVs in our region, with each of our 7 councils having its own taxi policies that suit local needs. Most large stations, transport interchange and town and city centres have taxi ranks. Taxis represent the only form of public transport to serve at all locations 24 hours per day, including when and where other transport alternatives are not available, such as late at night. To improve the environment and air quality footprint of our taxi fleet, external funding has been received from the Office for Low Emission Vehicles, OLEV, to install charging facilities specific to the taxi trade. We've invested in rapid electric vehicle charging points dedicated to the taxi and private hire vehicle industry, located at strategic points across our region. Taxis are also used on several bus-type services operating around the region where demand is low or the road layout makes access for conventional buses difficult. Where we want to be. Our current public transport network cannot serve all parts of our region and all times of day equally well. To serve anyone without a car and to encourage others to make the switch away from cars, a combination of existing and radical new solutions is needed. Investment is needed, particularly to provide our rural and other isolated communities, and the people who want to visit them, with financially and environmentally sustainable options, together with good, integrated information on what is available. In addition, night workers now account for nearly 15% of employees in the wider northeast, including Tees Valley, which is the highest proportion of anywhere in Britain. These workers play a crucial role in our nation and our region. On-demand services have great potential here, and we could offer advice about setting them up. For example, a factory may want to organise bespoke transport around shift times using, with the employee's consent, a database of everyone committed to paying for transport together with their home addresses. Employees would then be confident of having door-to-door transport, which would also overcome concerns about walking to or from bus stops late at night. Similar services for schools could be accompanied by an app activated by school bus passes, ensuring parents of their children's safe travel to school. Therefore, we also need a range of on-demand services to close the gap between everyone's travel origins and destinations. By 2035, we'll have in place technology solutions for journey planning, booking and payment catering for all forms of transport, which are currently being trialled to deliver efficient, integrated public transport on demand across our region, leaving no one and nowhere behind when it comes to transport. Policy statement. We will initiate actions to make travel in the Northeast net carbon zero and improve transport safety and security. We will help more people reach the sustainable transport network with more on-demand solutions, and we will work with our partners to make travelling and moving goods around our region more efficient and greener.